1-800-947-3979. FreeBeerAndHotWigs.com. TikTok, Instagram, Facebook at FBHW Show. Kelly went to Europe, but did she spend more time in the pub or the injury tent?
Everybody on the plane to Ireland has the plague. The lady next to me, she's sleeping and drooling out of her nose into her
out of her nose.
Mouth.
She had the canal.
She had the plague. And then the guy in front of me, he was coughing so much. And if that's not worse, like, or if that's not like as bad as you think it could be, the baby behind me, the guy was like, my baby's got some sort of stomach infection. I don't know what's going on. She is so sick. So she's blowing out of both ends. She's screaming the whole time. Everybody's trying to be super accommodating, so I get no sleep, and I immediately realize, oh my God, I'm going to be so sick.
Yeah.
I get to the airport in Ireland where my boyfriend picks me up. We get to his place. I'm like, I'm going to need a nap. I wake up from this nap, and I am crying tears from my eyes, from my nose, from my mouth, from everywhere other than where I want to be crying tears from. And I was just like, this is so bad. So I went to their little pharmacies or whatever, and I got the Ireland version of Dayquil, but it's like Dayquil, midday Quil, afternoon Quil, morning Quil, and NyQuil all in one.
It's just Irish whiskey.
It's just Quil.
Just drugs. It was so great. And I'm like, you know what? I got a head cold, but that's all right. I'm going to be just fine. And then the morning of December 31st, after battling 3 days of a chest and head cold that I couldn't shake, I woke up with that stomach infection that that little baby had.
And I throw up again.
I get knocked down. I couldn't get up. I physically could not stand up.
Yeah.
Couldn't stand up?
I could. My stomach was cramping so bad, I couldn't stand.
So you couldn't get back up again?
I could not get back up again.
You got knocked down and stayed down.
And my boyfriend carried me to the car and then carried me to the doctor. And the doctor was super nice. But on the way to the doctor, the Airbnb host, he was like, are you all right? And I was like, no, I am so not all right. And he was like, is it your lady bits? And I was like, what?
Why is it your lady bits?
Patrick, why would you ask me that?
And is it like, your lucky charms?
Like, oh, sounds like your pot of gold is having a problem.
He's like, I've got a pharmacy in my house, so I didn't know if I could help you. And I was like, no, I don't think so. I think I've got like a stomach infection. He goes, oh, don't come near me. And I was like, I'm leaving, Patrick.
Patrick.
Yeah.
He's the nicest man ever. I get to the Dingle doctor in Dingle, Ireland.
Okay.
And the man
Doctor of Dingle.
Hanks, didn't your Dingle doctor stick his finger in your butt before he was supposed to?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like a way younger age.
But I felt good.
Yeah. Like 28 or something.
Yeah.
But he sees
Dr. Dinglefinger.
Yeah. He sees me. He's like, I can probably see you around noon. Oh, you look bad. I'm crying. My boyfriend is carrying me. And my boyfriend's Spanish. He's like, shit, I don't know what to do. She's crying. I'm so scared. And I was like, I'm scared. And then the doctor's like, we'll see you now. And he's like asking me if I can pee or poop in a cup. I'm like, this is so embarrassing. This is not where I want to be.
So to get
today.
So it's nationalized healthcare, but you have to do a circus trick first.
Yes. I was like, I can't even stand up. I don't know that I can poop. This is such a weird request.
I imagine you like Melissa McCarthy in Bridesmaids over a sink at this point.
Well, he wanted to know if it was viral or bacterial, and they needed to test this and test that. And he goes, I'm really worried that you're going to get on the plane and you're going to be in pain. And I was like, I am going to be in pain.
Yeah.
Please help me.
I'm there.
So he gives me this 7-day medication that I have to take 3 times a day.
Ooh.
That smells like barf and it makes me fart a lot. And I was like, I am the most unattractive version of myself.
Dude's like, I got the hottest American girlfriend.
But also the most accurate version of yourself.
Yeah. Good to show him the real Kelly. Yeah.
He's like, there's at least 150 million American women. And I got this one. Hot damn.
Oh, that's what you get for shopping at the Scratch and Dent store.
That's right. It seemed like a good deal at the time.
I know.
Refurbished.
I'm a lemon. But you know what, though? The drugs are good, right? So by the time we get to the airport, 3 days later, I start to feel a little normal. And, you know, my partner's like, I'm super worried that you're going to get on the plane and it's going to hit you there. And I was like, shut up. It's not going to hit me again. I'm going to be fine. And that's where I make the terrible decision on this flight where I feel normal again to eat airplane chicken.
Oh.
Because when you're on international flights, you get good meals. Like they give you beef lasagna, you know, mushroom ravioli or whatever, or like chicken and salad. And I was like, I'll do the chicken and the salad. And I get to my car. I flew into a major city. I drove home. I was totally fine. And I was texting with you guys because that was also when we found out what was going on with Free Beer.
Yep.
And then I started telling my roommate, I was like, "Whoa, something feels not right." And it didn't feel like the infection that I had seemingly just started to get over. No, this felt like food poisoning. And then about 2 hours later, I was getting to my goal weight one way or the other. I did not consent to that. And I was crying. I was like, "What is wrong with me?" And my roommate was like, "You know, there was a stomach bug going around. It was pretty bad." And I was like, "It was either that or the airplane chicken. I'm not sure." And then up until yesterday at about 10 a.m., I was not feeling normal. I was so, so bad, down bad. And it was terrible. But I do look like I've been taking Ozempic and nothing fits. So I'm starting off my January 2026 hitting one goal unintentionally. Yeah.
Cross off. Join a gym.
I know.
You don't need that.
Don't need that. You just need some United Chicken and mushrooms.
I like how committed you are to food poisoning. Every time you're sick, it's always food poisoning.
I do take a chance on food a lot.
Yeah, but I mean, but I think you had what is the Midwest and airports in general are a hotbed of stomach flu or whatever it is.
Yes.
I feel pretty confident that that's what you were battling.
It does make sense. My immune system was already, you know,
pretty compromised.
Pretty compromised.
Oh, it was punching down.
Pretty compromised.
Yeah.
And as you told that story, I just kept unconsciously getting farther from you. Like, I was like doing a lean.
Alex is leaning to Maitland like there's a stiff wind coming from the opposite direction.
I am so committed to not getting sick.
I felt
Steve's
so bad.
Like, "I have young kids. It doesn't matter."
Yeah.
No, it doesn't matter.
Yet, shockingly, I've been healthy.
Yeah.
Haven't had any issues.
But
yet.
I will say, the last 6 years when COVID hit, every time I've gotten sick, it's from somebody in this room. Mm. Or at least it seems pretty likely that
pretty
that's
possible.
How it went. So I'm like, "Oh, God, who's got it?" No.
He's going to show up in a hazmat suit.
I'll tell you this. I have a sore arm today because I got a flu shot yesterday. I go, "I got to protect myself." I never get a flu shot, but I go, "I better get one this year."
Yeah, for
go,
real.
It's surrounding me.
It's going around, man.
All right, more next. It is the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show.